As humans, we like familiarity and comfortability. We don't like treading a new path because it's hard. Why would I want to do it if it's hard? Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I realized I stole the intro for my podcast and used it for the YouTube. So I don't know if I have to come up with something else or if I can just say welcome, whoever you are, however you are, wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this. Welcome. Yeah, that I think is what will have to be done going forward because the vlogs have the full one and it's getting closer to releasing the official first one, which doesn't have the saying in. But you kind of just adapt as you go along. You rework things, you check things out, you upgrade and update as we move along. And that is basically what today is about. Giving yourself the time to actually achieve the things you want to do or even not do them because you've reassessed and it's like, oh no. Not today, not ever, no thank you. Like, that is what it is. So, please, take a seat, get a drink. It's not going to be too long, but it is going to be a nice little break for you. So, grab something, relax, and enjoy this episode. So, over the last few weeks, I've been going through a lot of ups and downs. And the second half of the year has started with 1st July on a Monday, which is like the perfect reset button, the perfect fresh slate, and everyone jumping on the bandwagon of this new start energy has been inspiring to say the least, and especially because I get into the vibe of things. So having gone through these ups and downs, getting to just cut off and start over has been incredible. I was interrupted. I had no idea where I was, what I was saying. So I'm just gonna go forth and hope this makes sense from wherever I am. So basically I was saying we have this new start energy that happens with the second half of the year and everyone is on it and I love that because it's very inspirational to be able to look at how other people reset, what other people are doing. And it's not from a jealous or envious point of view. It's from an interested point of view. Like, okay, cool, that's how they're doing. Oh, that's their priorities. Okay, cool, that's what they are striving for. And it's very interesting to see how they kind of do a mid-year reset. And, you know, the internet is flooded with videos like that by this time of year. So having a way of measuring yourself or your own goals is kind of key. But understand, everything in its own time. Okay, you are going to have to make changes for yourself to make your life the best it can be. And with me having to go through all these ups and downs and steep learning curves over the last month particularly has been very, very eye-opening, because not only have I needed to understand myself, my time limits, how to do things for me, learning that, I've had to educate the people around me and make them understand the changes I'm going through and also respect theirs. Because as I'm sure you are tired of hearing by now, my mom went to PE. She is back. She came back last Thursday when last week's episode aired. So yay. But she came back. And since she's been back, adjustments have needed to be made. So in many ways, things are the same and don't need adjustments, but they do need maybe a bit of tweaking. Because since my mom has been gone, we have done things differently and that has become the status quo. So when my mom returned, we had to educate her and be like, no, that's not how we do things. This is how we now do things. And kind of just check that she doesn't fall into old habits just because they are habit, they are automatic. And that has been a bit of a challenge. But helping her see the method in our madness, so to speak, has definitely helped smooth out a lot of the creases we've had along the way, especially when it comes to making food. So we make supper And then we have that tonight and we have that tomorrow night. So one meal lasts 2 days essentially. And then everyone just has their own breakfast and whatever they have for lunch. So we'll usually make lunch, make breakfast, and then supper is two nights. But that is just one small thing amongst many other stuff. Like we take turns doing dishes, or we'll do dishes here, she'll do dishes there, someone else will take over there. Maybe someone else will clean up after the dogs, or take turns doing that between my brother, my sister, myself, emptying the dirt bin, things like that. Just small household things that need to be done, even just taking turns doing the washing and using the washing machine. All those kinds of things have needed adjustment. Because we also cook this way, we are going to the shops less, which is a very nice boundary I've put into place. Because it was always, okay, let me drop what I'm doing to take you to the shop. And now it's like, no, this is the meal plan for the week. Monday to Thursday, or Monday to Wednesday, there's groceries. Thursday, we'll go fetch fresh groceries for the next few days. You know, that is something I've been like, no. Finding a job is a job in itself. I don't have time. I'm trying to do the podcast. I'm trying to catch up. I have things to do. So not all my free time is your free time. That is a very harsh boundary I've needed to put in place. But it takes adjusting to, because even me, I sometimes fall into old habits where I will, okay, let me just drop what I'm doing and go. So everyone's needed to adjust and adapt to everyone else's thing, and having a cohesive unit is generally the best thing. But it does take a while to cement these kinds of habits, but it will be worth it in the end. Because having to adjust is never really easy, or trying to cement those habits isn't the easiest path to tread, you know? As humans, we like familiarity and comfortability. We don't like treading a new path because it's hard. Why would I want to do it if it's hard? Because we like to take the easy way. So it is what it is. But this was a problem I realized. I want to do the easy thing. I don't want to do the hard work. And that was what happened when I started staying home, or not really having a job. I became lazy. I started sleeping in. I started going to bed late. I did not keep up with my good habits, all because I didn't have a goal. My daily goal when I worked was to work. Go, start at 8, finish at 5, work. That was the goal. Not having that was leaving me in limbo. And then 2 weeks ago, my mom left. I was forced with the responsibility to basically take care of the household, and that lit a fire under me like I cannot explain. And I'm in a much better place now, especially in terms of my habits and routines, and especially cracking down on my sleep. That is the cornerstone of my health. And it's still a work in progress, but it's definitely helped me see where I need to focus. And like I did mention with the recaps and the goals, some I don't mention, but some of the background things are usually just healthy habits in life. So drinking more water, I've got my bottle right next to me. Getting up at a decent time, making sure I'm sleeping properly, doing all my extra little walk around so that I'm getting movement in the day. All those small things add up, and I've let them slack because I was just so busy with my mom gone. And that helped us all realize how much she does, which we knew mentally, but having to physically be in her shoes, whole other story. So that definitely lit a fire under me in terms of just doing better for myself and taking care of myself so I can perform at that level. But one thing I will always also advocate for is taking time to pull back, slow down, and rest. And if not rest, at least go at a slower pace, because my mom does so much. When I had to step into that, I'm just like, how? I took it over. I made it simpler because, like I said, meals over 2 days, not just every single day, all day, cooking, cleaning. That is uncalled for in this day and age with air fryers and ovens. No, I'm sorry. You don't need to stand over a stove. So pulling back, reassessing, and understanding what you need to get done and what time frame you need to do it in is mind blowing. And I actually had an epiphany the other day, like not even just a bout of clarity, no, a full blown epiphany. My mom came back on Thursday, and Friday we went out to Cape Gate, one of my favorite malls, to do what we needed to do. So she had errands to run, we had groceries to buy, just all sorts of small things. And we sat down by Rocco Mama's and had lunch. And while she was speaking, I had this epiphany on the why of my life. And I'm not going to share it here. Besties can ask me privately and I'll answer. But figuring out the why of my life has... I don't know why I never knew it, but now I do. And now that I have the clarity of my why in life, I need to figure out how to get there. I know why I want to do something, or why I want the life I want. And my why is finally strong enough. Now I just need to go for it. And this is going to be a whole other episode in and of itself. But slowing down and pulling back and living in the sabbatical, if I can put it that way, has really helped me gain clarity. And I would encourage everyone to do it. Like, it is such a fun thing to do. And it's not easy. It's by no means easy. But it is a very simple thing to do. Just slow down. See what happens. Like I said, it's a story for another time. But what I want to highlight is enjoying your downtime. I've tried to make an effort to communicate with my friends or see my friends. And it's been rough, especially because my sister got sick. I got sick after that. I've been tired. I've been just, you know, working myself to the bone. And I don't want to carry any illnesses on to other people, to my friend, to a baby, anything like that. But I am going to see her tomorrow. I was interrupted, like I said in the beginning, and it was to her. So I'm seeing her tomorrow. It's going to be so great. But enjoying my downtime is something I am excited for. And especially just making the most of the small moments in the day. I mean, I'm doing Christmas in July this year, where I'm going to be watching a movie every Thursday. So definitely check my Instagram for updates, where I'll post like what I'll be watching, maybe if I dress up or something. I am just enjoying the journey and enjoying the small things, like eating breakfast with my mom at home or talking to my sister, because she's a very animated person when she speaks. She's very like extra when she speaks, not in a bad way. She's just like, ooh, it's exciting to just talk with her about crazy mundane things. Cooking with my brother, that's been fun. Watching the James Bond series with my father on a Sunday, that has been great, because we both are to bed early, to rise early kind of people. Like, I love sleep and my sleep is important, so I don't like being up too late. My father's the same way, especially on a Sunday, and Monday being a work day for him. But we do it. Like 5 to 10 on a Sunday, we are watching James Bond. And I could make a whole podcast on just James Bond, but I'll leave that to the experts. I think there is a podcast called Bang Bang, if I'm not mistaken, who's dissected several of the James Bond movies. And I think they do it through a queer lens. So if you're still vibing with Pride Month, that is a highly recommended podcast. But yeah, it is those small things that truly bring me the most joy in life. Because yeah, the great big outings and big do's are fun, but it's literally just the small get-togethers or one-on-one time with people that I highly value. So find out what your things like those are and do them more often. I value one-on-one time, even if it's with myself, which is why I like solo dates. So doing that is an absolute blessing, because I know it's a privilege I have. Not everyone does, especially because I planned for this off period and I'm financially sound for it. But everything comes to an end. I'm looking for work. I'm on to the next one. It's not just, oh, I'm sitting at home doing nothing. No, no, no. I worked. I just didn't get paid. Enough said. Moving on. I'm going to wrap this up here. So the whole point of this episode was just to emphasize that the year is on the second half. We are getting a clean slate, so to speak. And I would highly encourage you to take the time to look at what you actually want in life. Find some clarity. Discover your own why. And make a plan to achieve it. Because it really is that simple. Now, let me say that again. It is simple when you understand what you need to do. But it's by no means easy. It is not easy to look at what you want in life, especially when we are so bombarded on social media. It is not easy to find clarity. It's not easy to discover your why. And making the plan is probably the simplest part of the whole thing, because all the other things before that kind of laid the foundation. It's a very simple thing to do, but by no means is it easy. So that is where I will leave you for the episode. On to the song of the week, which is You Only Live Twice by Nancy Sinatra. Yes, that is the name of the James Bond movie and the song, or rather the theme song of that movie, because it is 100% true. You live one life until you realize you only have that one life. And that's when you start your second one. I know for me, I'm on my second life, and it's taken me a while to realize that. But I am living my second life, and having this epiphany occur has really made my gloves come off, and now I'm going for it. So that is what it is for this week. As usual, I'm going to encourage you to be a better being and maybe try and find your why this week. And I'll see you in the next episode. Okay? Love you. Bye.